And then people like look at them like they've got some special insight. They've got God's ear and they heard directly from God. Is that true?
Don't stop now. Don't give up now. The time has come for the restoration of this land into all the nations worldwide. So hold on, my children. It might appear bumpy, but your victory is at hand. And it's your time to celebrate, saith the Lord of hosts.
So why do people flock to and her nonsense? It's mainly because they do not know God and do not know His Word. And for many people, God's Word is simply not enough. Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, you're going to see this so-called prophetess expose herself as a fraud. What she has to say is not only complete and utter nonsense, but what she prophesies will prove that she is not from the Lord. So are you ready? Let's go.
So we summarized every single prophecy Julie Green has ever made, is currently making, and ever will make. And the following is just that. Try to save you some time. Thus saith the Lord, according to Julie Green, very soon Donald Trump will be reinstated. It's going to happen very, very soon, almost here. All the Democrats very soon will be jailed, removed, or visited by the angel of death. That's happening very, very soon. It's almost here. Nancy Pelosi's a clone. Joe Biden's a clone. Whistleblowers are coming. They're blowing whistles. Whistles are being blown. Everything's being uncovered. There's going to be an earthquake somewhere. A lot of shaking going on in Washington, D.C. Also, the wealth transfer. That's going to be here very, very soon. It's right around the corner. It's almost here. Hang in there. Everything's almost here. It's happening as we speak.
Well, let me ask you right off the bat, how do we know if a prophet is false? If it's not obvious, let me give you two things to think about. First of all, if they claim they are a prophet, that is a dead giveaway because there are no prophets alive today. They were given to us by God to reveal the truth of God to His people. Now, why would we need that today when we have God's perfect and sufficient word, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and Jude 1, verse 3? Secondly, when their so-called prophecies don't come true. Now, I know that seems obvious, but many false teachers will claim that, you know, just because you made a false prophecy, made a little boo-boo, that doesn't make you a false prophet. Oh, really?
There's a difference between a bad prophetic word and a false prophet. You can get the word wrong and not be a false prophet.
See, in today's world, many use the phrase, thus saith the Lord, like it's some magic potion or magic formula, and somehow gives them some sense of credibility. And then people like look at them like they've got some special insight. They've got God's ear and they heard directly from God. Is that true? And is this anything that any of us should be using today? Absolutely not. If you say, thus saith the Lord, then what comes next should be the chapter and verse where God spoke it in His word. I know this offends many religious people, but God is no longer speaking audibly today, and He's not giving prophecies, and He's not giving words of knowledge. So how does God speak to us? Watch this.
From Matt, lately, there seems to be a wave of messages about how God doesn't speak. How do you explain all those dreams and visions people claim to have? Not sure who's claiming that God doesn't speak, because those people who are called cessationists, believing that God speaks through His word, would say to you, oh, He's talking all the time. The question, of course, is how? I think we need to look to the Bible for the answer to that question, like we do for, well, everything else. First of all, God speaks through creation, constantly preaching His existence, telling the world, even the people, on boingo boingo, I'm big, I'm powerful, I'm artistic, I'm relational, I communicate, I'm God. Creation testifies about me. Furthermore, God speaks to us through our consciences, informing us that we indeed fall short of His glorious standard, that we violate His laws. We're not good people, we're bad people. God speaks through creation. He speaks through conscience. He also speaks through, get ready for this, other Christians. No, I don't think that they get a divine word from God, but when they use the word of God to speak into our lives, God is speaking to us through a well-informed believer about what the Bible says about a subject. But there is yet another very definitive way that God speaks. In the inscripturated word, the written Bible, the word of God that is written down for all times. And if we believe that it is sufficient, in other words, we don't need anything else for life and godliness, that means if I have a dream or if I have a feeling, I have to say, I don't know what was firing off in my brain synapses, but I go solely to the sufficient word of God.
See, if God was still speaking today, then what he supposedly is saying is as equal and authoritative as what we have in the Bible. And we need to get out our pen and add it to the back of Scripture. But again, Jude chapter 1, verse 3 says that we are to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. See, you have to know that there's no more delivery. There's no more revelation. There's no more prophecies. What God has spoken to us in his word is perfect, sufficient, and inerrant. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 makes it clear that God did his final speaking in and through his son, which we have full record of in his word. See, when so-called prophets like Julie Green claim to speak for God, you need to know that they are full of hot air, because it's always vague and it never comes true.
Breaking news will be heard that will rattle the enemy's camp. Innocent. This ruling will be heard. The case has fallen apart. Their last-ditch effort did not work for President Trump. They cannot put him in jail now as the last indictment falls apart. Watch how things dramatically take place to stop your election and my David from taking back the seat of the president. But your enemies cannot stop the freight train coming against them, because it's me, saith the Lord.
So according to false prophet Julie Green, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Donald Trump is going to be declared innocent of all charges. Wait, what? Are you sure about that?
Donald Trump has become the first American president to be a convicted criminal, a felon who is the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, we would say, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, snap, you got me again.
And see, Julie is lying. And do you know what God thinks about this? Let's look at Revelation 21, verse 8. It says, but for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake of fire. Ouch. God takes lying extremely seriously. See, this lady is a proven false prophet who is making up things. She is not hearing from God, and she is not speaking the truth. What she is doing is violating God's word. According to Deuteronomy 18, verses 20 through 22, if anyone claims to speak for the Lord and it does not come to pass, not only are we to disregard them, but they are to be stoned to death. I mean, think about that. Again, the standard for speaking for the Lord is it must, and I repeat, it must come true. Think about that when you watch this next clip.
People will soon know for a fact who it belongs to, and it's not Charles. And I say again, he will not get that crown that he killed for. I will say this again, you will never have the royal crown, no matter how bad you wanted it or how close you came to it. A clock tower will be destroyed in this hour, known as Big Ben. This sign is for Prince Charles and the rest of his team. They are coming down just like that. There's no more time for messing around with these people. Prince Charles surrounding the Queen's sudden death.
Yes, I have said, watch the clock tower that was called Big Ben. It will fall to the ground, and no, Prince Charles is about to take a massive fall for what he has done against the Queen and against your nation. He's a part of those who wanted to enslave you. He's a thief and a liar, and he will never get that crown he killed for.
How can anyone listen to this nonsense? She is a liar and a fraud, and she is worse than reality TV. She needs to get saved because right now she is a mouthpiece of Satan. The Bible makes it clear in Jeremiah 14, verse 14, that these false prophets are speaking from the vain imaginations in their own mind and not from God. Again, let me be clear, there is no need for prophecies today. We have the all-sufficient and complete Word of God. And we're warned in Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, to not add or take away from the prophecies in this book. So why do people flock to Julie Green and her nonsense? It's mainly because they do not know God and do not know His Word. And for many people, God's Word is simply not enough. This was the case with Sarah Young, who wrote the evil and heretical book, Jesus Calling. She even admitted in the intro of her book, where she said she knew that God spoke through the Bible, but she longed for more. What? She longed for more? That means that God's word wasn't sufficient for her. See, that's why so many false teachers are out there today. People want their ears tickled. They want an experience and goosebumps and, you know, exciting feelings. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. And because God's word isn't exciting enough for them, or they just don't understand it, they run to Julie Green and people like her to hear garbage like this.
The changing of the guard will take place sooner than you think possible in this year of 2022. Yes, my children, your rightful president is now moving to take back what is already his and has been all along. 2022, your rightful president is being restored to power. It will come sooner than you think. Don't stop now. Don't give up now. The time has come for the restoration of this land and to all the nations worldwide. So hold on, my children. It might appear bumpy, but your victory is at hand, and it's your time to celebrate, saith the Lord of hosts. Good morning, everybody. This video was recorded January 26th of 2022. It is called the reinstatement of the rightful president and a new inauguration. More, no more, my children. I am turning your mourning into joy unspeakable in this hour. I am at work for you to destroy them for the freedoms that they have destroyed. And I'm bringing them back. They will soon fill your streets in disgust for the reinstatement of your rightful president and the new inauguration that will take place this year. I'm going to read that again. And a new inauguration will take place this year. But I will empty the streets and nothing, and I mean nothing, of their plans will work. The world will be watching as a rightful president takes back his place of power and the puppet show is destroyed.
I'm not going to mix any words with you guys. This lady is demonic. She is literally claiming to speak for God. Notice at the end of all of her so-called prophetic words, she uses the phrase, thus saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Take a pause. Of hosts.
Of hosts.
She is saying that this is what God has said. You can take this to the bank. There's quotes around this so-called word. Is that true? Let's be very clear. If you look at the biblical record, when God spoke to his prophets, two things happened. Number one, it always came to pass. Number two, it became scripture. You guys need to catch that. So let's look at Julie Green's record for a second. She has claimed that Trump would be reinstated. Did that happen?
No!
She said that Nancy Pelosi would be killed and taken out. Did that happen?
No!
She said that Donald Trump would be acquitted of all charges. Did that happen?
No!
The answer is no, no, and definitely not. This lady is a fraud and a liar. Look at Jeremiah 23, verse 16. It says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. See, Paul Washer has something absolutely to say about this. I want you to listen to it. And yes, this may sting a little bit.
False teachers are God's judgment on people who don't want God, but in the name of religion, plan on getting everything their carnal heart desires. That's why a Joel Osteen is raised up. Those people who sit under him are not victims of him. He is the judgment of God upon them because they want exactly what he wants, and it's not God.
Remember, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, that people will surround themselves with teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. False teachers and false prophets offer everything that Satan offers. And let's be very clear, it's not of God. But I'm calling the body of Christ to be people of action in 2024. We can't sit by and do nothing once we've been made aware of the truth. We need to do something about it. We need to follow what it says in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, which says that we're to watch out for false teachers, mark them, expose them, tell others about them. Please do not sit on this information and keep it to yourself. Make sure you share it with others. Because the most loving thing you can do is to tell people the truth. If you aren't willing to warn someone of danger or tell them the truth when it comes to false teachers, then you are not being like Jesus, and you're not being loving at all.